embracing the present. Nevertheless, each person should live as a believer in whatever situation the Lord has assigned to them, just as God has called them. This is the rule I lay down in all the churches. 1 Corinthians 7:17. Comparison is a silent killer. In today's society of overexposure through the internet and social media, it is all too easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves with others. Even the popular idiom, "the grass is always greener on the other side," suggests that it is normal for us to take a peek into someone else's yard to observe what's there, someone else's assignments, situations, and circumstances, and weigh it against our own. But is it really normal? Better yet, no matter if it is normal, is it something that we should be doing as believers? Let's look at this in the light of Scripture. Be present. In 1 Corinthians 7:17, we see the Apostle Paul giving the rule to all the churches, or to all the believers. We find it buried in a section of Scripture that is about singleness and marriage, but this rule is about so much more than that. Did you know that God has assigned you to specific situations and circumstances in this life? More importantly, did you know that there's a way to live as a believer in the midst of them? Let's take a deeper look at this verse by using the Message translation. It reads, "And don't be wishing you were someplace else or with someone else. Where you are right now is God's place for you. Live and obey and love and believe right there." The rule that Paul is laying down for all the churches or to all believers is to be present. He is instructing us to live as a believer in every situation, to live and obey and love and believe right where we are. Havilah Cunnington says, "The number one enemy to living in the present is something called comparison. Comparison is a distractor. The Bible says, 'He who compares himself is not wise.' I cannot tell you how many times I find myself idly scrolling through Instagram or Facebook when discontentment suddenly strikes. Without realizing it, I begin to mentally make if-then statements. Thoughts like, 'If I look like her, then I might not be single.' And 'If I made as much money as her, I could finally have the things I want.' I've even thought, 'If I had her anointing, then I would be set for life.' In these instances, comparison quickly turns to envy, and often, it happens before my feet even touch the floor in the morning. The truth is, comparison and envy are distractors that paralyze our ability to live in the present. Remember, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If he can't kill you physically, he will aim for your confidence, try to steal your present, and in so doing, destroy your future. Let it go. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." The time has come to lay aside comparison and to stop wishing you were someplace else or with someone else. The time has come to embrace your present assignment and situation with confidence, knowing that if God has brought you to it, He will bring you through it. So no matter where you find yourself today, no matter what you're going through, know that God has given you an anointing to be present and to live as a believer should, to live, obey, love, and believe right there. Go the extra mile. Say this out loud: "I am anointed to live in my present." Renew your mind to this truth by saying it throughout the day and reading the scriptures in this devotional.